Hey guys, welcome to K-Drama Station. This is me, Neha.
And I'm Mehak.
And today we're going to tell you whether you should watch or ditch Crash Landing on You. So it's basically about a successful South Korean businesswoman and Chun Bol heiress who, while paragliding in Seoul, South Korea, is swept up in a sudden storm and crash lands, quite literally, in South Korea, and meets the captain of an army, of the Korean People's Army, who decides that he will help her hide. And over time, there is a series of events that, of course, leads to them falling in love, as most K-dramas have that, despite the divide and dispute between their respective countries. So let's talk about what stood out to us and how we got into watching it. Mehak?
So, this was my first K-drama ever. Like, obviously, you recommended it to me. And I started watching this. And it was an absolute win-win from the moment it started, actually. So, always, like, whenever you're watching K-dramas, right? So, there's a difficult adjust, like, the new users have difficulty in reading the subtitles and all. So, for me, because the first episode was so good, so smooth, everything was just amazing. And I really, really loved it. The characters were amazing. And the plot was amazing. So,
yeah, the plot was good.
Very nice. And so, tell me, Neha, how do you start watching it?
So, the whole concept of South Korea and North Korea was quite new.
Yeah. And it actually talks about politics, and I actually didn't know North Korean, South Korean, and what goes on between it.
Yeah. So, and also the name quite literally translates into the plot of the show. It was my first K-drama as well, and the hype around me to watch the show, especially during that time, I remember everybody was getting into K-drama, like everybody was newly getting into K-drama, and this was a show that everybody was talking about. And so the peer pressure got to me, and I was like, okay, let's try it, because I was like very anti watching shows in different languages because I don't like reading subtitles. But then I watched Jane the Virgin, which is mostly in English, but like they have Spanish bits, and I really enjoyed it. So I was like, okay, like I'll give K-drama also a chance. And I genuinely, like, I can't even tell you, I didn't feel like an hour passed by, and I was reading like the subtitles throughout the episode, and before I knew it, the episode was over. And that's the reason that I even got into watching it, because it broke that stereotype of reading subtitles is too much effort for me. And I feel like because we have to read the subtitles, I keep my phone away, so I pay more attention to the show, and I end up liking the show more because I'm understanding it way better.
Right.
So let's talk about what stood out to us about in the show, like in terms of scenes and all.
So the two characters, the two main characters, so Siri, she is a person who is very tough and distant from others. So, but she really is very sweet and quirky and a very funny person. So in the start, she was showcased as this very tough person who only cares about, you know, the class, and, you know, wants to only go to high-end places. And she ends up in North Korea. So, yeah, she I loved her transformation from that to a very sweet person. So obviously the guy, obviously, he is so good,
Hyun Bin.
He is so kind-hearted, and he really cares about other people. And of course, he wouldn't be the same, and if we don't look up to him.
And also, I feel like when we started watching the show, because like the perception we have of North Korea, and we know like the kind of place it is, I didn't expect like them to show like such a nice side to North Korea. Like, it was still pretty brutal, but like a South Korean TV show making North Korea not look that bad was quite astonishing to me. And also his character, like, despite being in the country that he's been placed in the show, he was a very nice person, and it wasn't brutal and, like, you know, up the government.
Right. So what makes this drama stand out is, like, the political aspect of it, obviously. North and South Korean. And being a non-Korean, it helped me really learn the difference between North and South Korea, the lifestyle,
the accent. Yeah. So North Korea, again, we don't know what goes on inside. This is just an interpretation or just like, you know, like
nobody
fiction.
Nobody knows what.
Exactly. Like, nobody knows. There's only so much we know. But yeah, like it was a good fictional aspect on what maybe goes on inside the country.
Yeah. Yeah. And even though they look the same to us, it's not, because there's so much going on inside North Korea.
Yeah.
So this drama will make you laugh, cry and smile and feel every emotion perfectly. It's a really roller coaster of emotions. There's so many funny moments. There's so many scenes that will make you cry. And it's a very passionate love story between two people.
Yeah. Okay, so my favorite scene from the show, I think my favorite part of the show was the squad. So Hyunbin has like a bunch of army guys that he's leading, and they are like a squad. Okay, they do everything together perpetually, and the fact that they are different from each other, like each character brings something new to the table.
Yeah.
And in the squad, there is this one guy who's obsessed with South Korean dramas and he watches it illegally. And it's the funniest thing on earth because he's the only like translation between Seri and the North Korean army soldiers. And I really love that. And then I also like the squad in general when they come from North Korea to South Korea. The change in lifestyle, the electronics, the fact that you can take a shower in a tub. Everything just like seems so new to them. And I really, really love it. And it reminds me of that scene in Legend of the Blue Sea where the main lead is like new to earth and she's like figuring everything out. So it reminds me a lot of that scene because it feels like this is new to them, like all these things that are basic to us are new to them. So I love that. And I also love the fact that Seri, so she has an award distribution ceremony where she awards everybody titles.
My God.
I really love that scene. It's so funny, it's so cute.
And in the last, she doesn't have a gift for Hyunbin, so she gives him a heart and he doesn't know what the heart means.
Yeah, like the classic Korean heart, and he doesn't know what it means, and then he thinks that she just gave it to him, but she gives it out to everybody. And then he gets insecure about it, and it's really cute. But what stole my heart from the show most definitely was the side characters.
Oh my God.
Because the second lead, he is from Waikiki, and I watched Waikiki for him after the show, and I really, really loved him. The whole character transition, character development happened in him. And also the side lead girl, like the side leads fall for each other, and it's adorable. The sacrifice of bond or chemistry.
So good.
For the amount of time, it's quite far-fetched, I must say, but it's really adorable.
Yeah. So for my favorite scenes, I really like the candles scene. So Seri is new to North Korea and she is living with Hyunbin, and she gets lost for a second, and there's so many people around her, and Hyunbin handles her like a baby, and he comes from far with a candle on top, and then she sees him, and the whole scene is just so beautiful. So that was one of my favorite scenes from the show. And yeah, I really like the side characters, the aunties in the show who were very brutal at first, but later on they were very kind, and you know, they became better. So now we'll talk about what next for the main leads. So Neha, tell me, what is next for Hyunbin?
So after coming in Crash Landing on You, he hasn't done any new dramas, but he is probably, it's still to be announced, but probably coming in three movies. The first one's called Harbin, the second one is called Confidential Assignment 2 International, and the third one is called The Point Men. All of them are like you know, strong main lead roles. Let's see what's coming. I'm not sure yet because it's still to be announced, but that's what's up with him. You tell me.
So Son Ye-jin is after doing Crash Landing on You, she is coming in a drama called Trees Die on Their Feet. She'll be playing a main role. It's going to come in 2022. She's also coming in another drama called 39 in 2022, where she'll be playing a main lead. And before Crash Landing on You, she did Something in the Rain. So after watching Crash Landing on You, I really loved her character. So I wanted to watch her in some other show, and I watched Something in the Rain, and it is so good. Like, her acting is so good. So yeah.
So let's talk about how we felt watching the show and how we would rate it. So I have a special spot for this show in my heart because it was the first show that I watched that was a K-drama, and it got me into liking K-dramas so much that now I have a podcast on it. So I'd give it a 10 on 10 for my first K-drama. It left me feeling warm and fuzzy, and you know, I'm not like a typical romantic person.
I am like emotional. Cliche stuff.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't mind cliche because at the end of the day, I am like damn emo, but I'm not like romantic because, I mean, I don't see it like I see it happening in like marriages and all, but like I just don't see it in our age or whatever. So for somebody who's not that romantic and for somebody who loves like mystery and thriller over romance, I really like this show.
Same and, for me, yeah. Like, this was the first show. I've watched it so many times after that. I made my mom watch it.
Yeah. And oh, yeah. I think, this is the show that I made most of the people in my family also watch. And so, now that it's been dubbed, it's even easier for them to watch. Even though it's not the same when it's
obviously,
dubbed.
Obviously. It's very funny in Hindi. Don't watch it in Hindi, guys.
Yeah.
So, it was my first show. And this is the reason why I started K-dramas. And we have a podcast on it. So, I would give it a 10 on 10. Like, my number one K-drama in the history has to be Crash Landing on You. It is the best show ever, period.
I think this would suit all the romantics in the house. And some shows that you could watch after this, maybe, because that's what I did, was watching What's Wrong with Secretary Kim and Weightlifting Fairy. Those
Something
two
Something in
shows.
The Rain, if you want to see Siri.
Yeah, if you want to see her again, then Something in the Rain. And we have a podcast on all of these anyway, so you can hear our podcast on that to know what to expect from there. And that's it. If you want us to review any other K-dramas or want our feedback on anything, do hit us up on our social.
At K-Drama Station on Instagram, we are more than happy to review and are open to feedbacks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.